Well, we just cut open the heart of the fetal pig.
It's pig dissection day in the science lab for soon-to-be ninth graders like 14-year-old Armani Holland.
Right now, we're cutting to see the pancreas.
A lot of us can get grossed out by dissecting anything, let alone a grayish-pink dead baby pig. Not Holland.
I thought it would be. The smell is a little horrifying, but the smell isn't too bad. Some people, I guess, are afraid of blood, and since I've been hurt many times at like sports and things, I'm not such a big deal about it.
Here's what is a big deal for Armani, who's from Los Angeles, where her mom works at a college and dad's an engineer. She's doing in these 6 weeks what many older high school students never get to do. Learn advanced science while hanging out with other passionate students. She loves this stuff. When queried about college, she just laughs because she's so obsessed about it. And she's not even in high school yet.
I don't know, I always go to like the top colleges. So like I always like go on their sites. So I always go on like Stanford, and Yale isn't up there, but I like Yale too. And like Harvard.
Holland has an excellent chance of getting in too. Every kid in this program so far has gone to college, and 85% of them enter graduate school, according to retired hand surgeon Dr. Charles Nibb. He oversees the multi-year STEM prep summer camp. It stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math Preparation. It targets minority students. Nibb, who's African-American, says these may be super smart students, but science for kids of color remains a challenge.
No, it definitely is tough. I don't want to say especially for minority kids, but yeah, especially for minority kids, because as they're going up, if they're female, obviously pregnancy could derail your career, even for the guys.
83 minority kids are in STEM prep this summer. Crystal Lau went through it a few years back, from 8th to 12th grade. Now a second-year medical student at UT Southwestern, the past graduate was asked to come back and teach. She's happy to. It changed her life.
And to be honest, I don't think I really had a passion in eighth grade when I didn't really know what science was about. And so really that passion for science really developed through this program and through, you know, my studies in high school and in college.
Crystal was hooked. Armani Holland got hooked in part because of a cast member on a TV show.
And one of the ladies in the Law and Order SVU, she kind of was a forensic scientist. Like, so what she did seems pretty cool because she could tell like what time something may have happened and like what it was caused by.
The wound has undulating borders, not serrated, which is consistent with the Bowie knife they recovered.
For Holland, it isn't just that the character's a woman. She's black, with hair just like Holland's.
And so when you see a woman, which is something really different, you're like, oh, okay, well, since she can do it, then maybe I can do it, and maybe I can learn how to do it.
Charles Nibb might say bet on it. Holland and 82 others in the program celebrate their graduation ceremony this afternoon. That's after taking their 3-hour end-of-course exam. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.